Thank you, Mary. Hi, Michael.
Thank you.
This is Gail. You're welcome. Hi, Michael. This is Gail. How are you today?
Good.
Good. So I understand that you and Mary were talking about the first page listing that we're filling out today on Google. And it also sounds like, have you recently moved? Did I catch that?
I moved a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And you're probably still trying to get your business established in the new location, I would assume.
Well, in Florida, getting a license is a challenge, so it's taken a long time. It took almost a year.
Oh, wow, really?
30 years experience and another license in another state, but that didn't matter. I had to go through the entire system. I had to take exams, the whole process, and it took months and months and months.
Wow.
Anyway, that's
wow.
What's been the delay. So.
Congratulations on getting it done. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment then, I mean, for what you have to go through. And it looks like you moved to Jupiter.
Yes.
Okay, nice area. I've been through there a couple of times, and I'm trying to remember. I know somebody that lives there, but I can't for the life of me think of who it is. It would have been an acquaintance. But now I'll walk you through how everything works, Michael. Answer any questions you have. You probably have quite a few. And I'll get accurate pricing for you. And I'll apply the credits that Mary requested for you so we can get you right down as low as we can get it. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough.
Yeah, let's get right to the nuts and bolts.
Okay, no worries. So, of course, I know I owe you pricing yet. So aside from pricing, do you have any questions so far about how things work, what happens, and anything jumping out at you?
Well, I guess it's hard to know, but I would want to know what typical type of customer would use that type of service, because I've been in this business a long time, and I know there's different types of customers, and there are types of customers that I want to avoid.
You bet.
So,
you bet. I can understand that. So I'll back up actually just a little bit. So one of the first things that we'll do is we'll close off the Jupiter area for your category of plumbing, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page map position. And that's actually very strict Google rules that we follow as Google Premier Channel partners. We're not allowed to work with another company who offers the same services. So that's
what's the difference between the map position and then the other position?
Excellent question. So if you picture the Google page when you do a search, at the very, very top, right underneath the search bar, if it's available in that area, would be what's called Google Guaranteed Ads. Those are an exclusive pay-per-lead ad. And there are only a few. In fact, let me see if that's even showing up for Jupiter. Google Guaranteed is a relatively new program for Google, so it isn't available in every location or for every category, but let's see if it is there. And if it is, then I can actually give you more information about it.
Well,
if
like
not,
for,
I don't.
For instance, if I Google plumbers in Jupiter,
right,
a whole list of them come up, and it's always the same one.
Yep.
So
yep.
Are those companies paying for that?
Some are, some aren't. So right across, so the Google Guaranteed ads do sit right across the top. And I was just checking to see if they existed. And they do for the Jupiter area. So those are a pay per lead, and that's the Google guaranteed. And in fact, I did something squirrely. Michael, if you don't mind, what is your zip code there?
33458.
Thank you. I was trying to look one up and it just didn't want to readily come up for me. I ended up with too many digits. So Google Guaranteed is at the top. Those are paid. And the companies that are listed there pay each time a new lead comes to them. And I can explain a little bit more about Google Guaranteed too. And then next down the page, you would see a company name and right next to it, the word ad, AD, as in like a newspaper ad, but Google ad. Those would be listed next on the page. And of course, those would be plumbers as well, if we're Googling plumbers. And then right after that, which is where the majority of people shop, is the local map section. So usually there's room for between 3 and 5 companies in that map section. And so most people tend to scroll past the paid ads because they're looking for someone who isn't paying for the pay-per-click ads, which the ones that are notated with ad next to them are a pay-per-click. So I'm seeing Mr. Plumber in the pay-per-click ads section. Anytime anyone would click on his ad, he's going to get charged. It's an average of $10 per click. Even if it's a competitor, even if it's an ornery client, it's somebody who really doesn't want their services, just playing a prank on them, he would get charged every single time. So what we were talking about is that local map section there. And so we close the Jupiter area so that we're not promoting any of your competitors into that space. Now, it's closed for a 50-mile radius, but there are no restrictions or requirements as far as how far you can or can't travel, which jobs or how many you can or can't take for that map section. So we do all of the programming that's necessary between, it's called your Google Business Profile and website, so that anytime anyone is searching for plumbing services in and around Jupiter, you come up in that map section instead of one of these other folks that's listed in the map or in addition to. Sometimes there's room for more companies, and then you're added in there. So most consumers shop in that map section. 90% actually is what statistics show us. So 90% of people who are searching for a plumber are going to pick one of the companies that's in the map. So we program you so that you appear there, and then they're able to just click and call you directly. We don't charge for those clicks or calls. They are unlimited. So it doesn't matter if you pick up 10 new service calls this week or 110 over the course of the month, your pricing never changes. And then, of course, below that are, I like to say, just everything else. Places people don't look. Most people anymore don't go past the map section when they're looking for a good or a service. So is that making sense a little bit so far, Michael?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot. Okay, awesome, awesome. And then now I was looking to, I didn't see a Google Business Profile for you. Is it out there and it's just hiding from me at the moment?
I don't think I've done anything with that.
Okay, no worries.
I may have. That's kind of an area that I'm trying not to get into, you know?
Okay. And why is that?
Like in the other state where I had my business, I never advertised at all.
Oh, okay,
and
sure.
It was all word of mouth, and I got busy, and I got really busy. And when I come here, like, I want to simplify everything, but yet every time you get in a little bit deeper with some type of thing, it wants to take you even further than I want to go. For instance, I have job tickets, the handwritten tickets. And I got a little credit card machine for the phone. So
okay.
I go
nice.
to your house, I write a ticket, fix toilet, master bath, replace garbage disposal. I handwrite the ticket, I put the price on there, I swipe the credit card, the job's done. So there's all these companies, they want iPads, they want all this technology and information. That doesn't work for me because that is taking too much time. It costs too much money. You got to log all that information into the machine. And I have found I want simplicity. And
I like,
and most customers even like that.
I like your approach. I really do. I honestly kind of wish phones and the internet would just go away completely, but that's probably not going to happen. So,
somebody to locate me and to get me, then that's where I need what you're talking about. So I don't need all of the other stuff, but if anything, if the Google profile makes that a little easier, because there's so many different things that are going on right now.
And
I don't want to get too wrapped up in all this technology because I'm not a big fan of it. And
no worries. And, you know, Michael, the good news is you really don't have to. Once we get everything all set up for you, all you'll have to do is answer the phone. I mean, we in fact tell our clients that you really don't even need a computer. As long as you've got a phone, we take care of the rest. So you don't have to get mired down in it at all. Now, we'll need your brain and your information to get set up. But once that's complete, then it's easy peasy for you. The work falls on us.
I can give you another example, like the friend of mine, my old neighbor, he's helped set up a website. And once that got opened, I shut it down for now.
Okay.
Not completed, but to go there and then just like that opened a whole can of worms of all of these other places, things that I had to deal with, it just kept going and going and going. And then it's like, enough, enough already. I never had a website before with my other business.
Right.
I did perfectly fine. So,
do I need a website? Do
I need this? Do I need that? I don't know if I really need all that. All I know is that most of the people I go to their house and I fix something, they want me to come back and they recommend me. And
that's awesome.
No matter how much technology there is, the word of mouth still seems to win most of the time.
It does. And, that's actually why people start and stop their searches typically in that map section where we're going to program you. The younger generations now really are relying more on Google and the Google reviews. So do you have 5 stars or do you have 1 star? As their new word of mouth, it seems like they don't ever call Dad anymore and ask Dad what he would do. They Google it and they look at what they've got for ratings, and then they make their judgment from there.
That is true, because when I was transitioning in D.C. from Maryland from a lot of older customers to newer customers, the newer ones were completely different. The younger ones, they wanted the text, they wanted your credit card, they wanted to, an estimate, because my older customers, they never asked me for the price at all. They just said,
Sure.
Hey, I got a solar problem, and I went and fixed it, and the bill, and that was in.
Right, exactly. Just fix it.
And they wrote checks.
And
all the older customers wrote me a check.
But I know it's different. It is. But you don't really have to worry about any of the back-end stuff that happens. We worry about the programming and the linking, all of the technical stuff that needs to go on. So take a look at one more thing here. So, I was going to explain the Google business profile to you. If you were to Google something like Ace Hardware, a box would come up with their company name, store hours, click to call, click for the website. You've probably seen that, right? In Googling things on
sure.
your own. Yeah, that's the Google business profile. That's all it is. It's a box with your information. But technically, you can kind of look at it as a capsule or a vehicle. It stores all of your Google reviews and, of course, keeps your store hours. Or business hours, I should say. And it is one of those important components now so that people can find you. And it's what we need to program in order for you to come up in the map section so that people can find you when they're looking for a good plumber.
Where do the reviews come from?
So your clients can go on Google. And they'll pull up your Google business profile, and then they'll tell it that they want to write a review, and then they write a review on you, and it posts, and then you can see the reviews there. And I was looking, I found Angie's link, I think it was Angie's, and you've got 5 out of 5 stars already, so I have no doubt that that's going to continue. You definitely sound like the type of person that cares about the quality of his work. So I have no doubt you're going to continue with the 5 stars over on Google too.
I had some of my customers go to put a review on the Angie's list or whatever.
Right.
And they said that the more questions they kept asking, they started to drag my customer into their world.
Really?
My customers were not, well, they just want data.
Wow. Oh, true.
And so I'm wondering if because they just said they don't want to do it. Some of
wow.
them.
I guess I can't blame them.
How does Google do? If a customer goes in to put a review, is it strictly just a review? And that's
just
it? Or they're going to get asked 50 questions?
No, just a review. That's it. I'm just thinking back. I did a review for a friend of mine about a month ago on Google. And it's still just, you just write a review. That's and check off how many stars, of course. You know, do you give this person a 5 or do you give them a 1? And that was it. Nothing else more complicated than that. So, yeah, Google's is pretty simple, really. So we'll get that Google business profile going for you. So it'll take about 6 to 10 days. You'll get a postcard in the mail from Google. It's actually the only thing you'll ever get in the mail from Google. And it'll have a verification code on it. And then we'll need that verification code. And then we deal with it from there. We send that to Google. They verify what they're checking for is, do you really control the address that you've given? So in other words, do you live there or do you have a shop location there? And then we finish the setup from there once we give that code back to Google.
Go back to this, what did you say about the address?
So it would come to whatever your normal mailing address is. I would assume you probably are home-based for now, right?
I mean, I have a storage unit, but my business license and my business address is my home address.
Perfect. No problem. That's perfect. So it'll be sent there. And that's the address that we'll use for the map to key in on as far as location. Now, being that it's a home address, I'm going to put a note in here not to publish your actual street address. Google doesn't want the world knowing where you live, and neither do we. So I will have your address, and of course Google will have your address, but the rest of the world won't be able to see that. It'll just be completely omitted from your Google business profile. And then your map pin on that first page is still going to show in the general area so that it can key in on that location to show people your search result. But not close enough that somebody could drive to your house.
Is that 50-mile radius? Is that something that's adjustable?
Nope, it's not. It's actually, so you can travel as far as you want or as close as you want to home. You can go beyond that 50 miles if you want to travel that far, but you can say, hey, I'm only doing 10-mile radius and that's all I'm doing. The 50-mile radius is Google's way of protecting your area. So you're paying us to get you listed in the map section. They don't want us offering that to 9 of your competitors and then none of you gets good service because we're playing one of you against the other. And that's just, it's a dirty way to do business anyway. So I suspect even if it wasn't a Google rule, I think our company would follow it, just knowing our CEO and where we came from. But there, on the other side of that coin, there are no restrictions on you as to that you would have to travel that entire 50 miles or that you can't go beyond it. No restrictions whatsoever. Same with jobs and leads. Most of our clients literally will handpick through the opportunities that come through. So if the job is too small, they turn it down. If it's a great job that you can make a high profit on, maybe in a short amount of time, or maybe the components, the parts are quicker or easier to get. And they cherry pick through those opportunities. So you're welcome to turn anything down and you're welcome to accept anything that comes across. So no restrictions that way either. That makes sense, Michael.
Yes, I understand all of that. I just wanted to, curious what, do you have any statistics on, the profile of a business like mine, what I can expect,
for volume? So what I can do, I can look up to see what, how many searches have been done. So let's do this. What radius did you prefer to stay within?
I mean, 50 miles is way too far here in Florida because 50 miles, there's millions of people. So I don't, I'm a small business by myself. I don't need, it doesn't take a lot of customers to keep one person busy.
So no, I bet not. I'm wondering.
Probably
I almost
15-mile radius.
Okay, perfect. I was actually going to say a 10 to 15-mile radius is what I would say would probably be good. So let me do this. I'm going to see. So that now this is just going to be all plumbing requests. So all of the searches that were done for any type of plumbing service. It may be a toilet swap out. It may be a faucet swap out. It may be replace all of the plumbing components in my bathroom. So it won't break those out for me. So I'm going to do a 15-mile radius of Jupiter, your home base, and I'm going to pull for the last 30 days. That'll give us a nice little snapshot and see how many searches have been done. And then that's going to kind of tell us what you might expect for volume. So it looks like it's going to make me add two columns. Fine. Okay. So that's not anything earth-shattering. And it looks just about right. So it looks like in the last 30 days, in that 15-mile radius, there have been 693 searches done for various plumbing services. So if now it's going to be kind of, I'll tell you right up front, my husband knows this about me, I don't do math in my head very well. It is one of my weak points, which is a good thing I'm not a plumber or an electrician or a carpenter. We do know that 90% of people, when they're performing a search like that, choose one of the companies that's in the map section. So if there are, trying to think of what your probabilities would be here. So there was, 693, and 90% of them are going to choose somebody in the map. So that brings it down to 623, about. And then there are, I've got five companies showing up in the map. So let's divide that by five, I think. So that's maybe 124 calls over the course of a month. But some of those are going to be for services that you probably don't want to do. Some would be from people who are further out in radius-wise and just happened upon your listing. So they might be somebody you'd turn down. But you'd have your pick of those that are coming through. So you can turn down as many as you need to turn down. Make it nice and simple. So
Okay, I kind of get the concept. I just, of course, obviously it's going to be about how much it costs, because that's where...
Absolutely. And let me get price for you here, too. So let me get my...
So I went to the doctor's today, and I gave out two business cards while I was at the doctor's office.
Oh,
so.
Awesome. That's awesome. Good for you.
That's kind of the old-fashioned way of doing things, and I'm not opposed to that because I can't be spending a lot of money on...
Sure. Yeah, of course. Right. Well, and I'm going to see what I can do here. I'm looking for a couple of promotional codes. While I'm waiting for this to load, our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more, even by a penny. We don't add taxes to it, and there are no click fees or call fees of any kind. So calls and leads are unlimited, and then our job basically stops when your phone rings. From there, you do business however you prefer to do business. Google has no say in that, and neither do we. We don't ask for any. And there's, I know some places charge a percentage of the job you do. Ridiculous. We don't do that. And then we're on a month-to-month basis. We really, maybe we're old school. We don't believe in contracts. We feel that if we intend to do our job, or any company intends to do their job, they don't have any need to lock the other party to a contract. So we just don't. So it is month to month, cancelable at any time. Let's see what we've got. It's finally loading. So now bear with me. I've got to rattle through the retail, but then I'm going to apply some credits and we're going to get you off of retail. So retail is coming up for Jupiter at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup fee. But let's get your credits in here. So I can actually, I'm playing with the two. It looks like new in business is going to get you a better price. I either, because of your experience, I could use a legacy discount is what it's called, or I could use new in business because you're newly located in Florida. And it looks like the new in business is going to get you more. So we'll use that. So that actually is going to get you down to $199 a month. And then it dropped your setup fee also, took $200 off of that too. So it brought that down to $99. So the setup fee is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And it's giving me some inclusions here. Let me see what those are. Okay, so it also says that we will do a website for you at no cost. That would kind of save you some headache too. It's actually including website building, hosting, and maintaining. So meaning we'll not only do the setup of the website for you, create it, but we'll also host it. And then as you need changes made to it, all you have to do is let us know. Like if you're addressed for track services, you want other photos put on your website, just let us know, and that's all at no cost to you.
When you say that you guys will build it or create it, do you just take care of the whole thing, or do
we take care of the whole thing. You tell us what colors you want. Send your logo over. Do you have a logo?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So then, yeah, we'll get your logo from you. If you've got any pictures of your work by chance, we can use those too. But yeah, we handle the entire setup of the whole thing. You just tell us what you don't want, what you do want, color scheme, things like that. And then we take it from there. And then it's also telling me we'll do review monitoring. So we'll monitor your Google reviews for you. So we'll alert you when a good one shows up. If you want to, I don't know, put it in any of your other advertising, brag about it, you know, what have you. But if you do get a bad review, we can alert you of that too, so that you can, we'll give you some pointers on how to get those improved or removed. Let's see what else here. Looks like we'll do the content creation also for you on Bing. And then there okay. Yeah. So I wanted to double check something there. That sounds like that would save you some hassle too, wouldn't it, Michael? Not having to mess with the website and, another monthly charge for website hosting you wouldn't have to worry about, because it'll all be wrapped up in what we do. And then you don't have to monkey with the website either. You can just be a plumber.
The website to me is, if people want to review it, I would want it to represent who I am and not like a corporate.
Right.
Friend who is corporate, he has a hard time trying to understand the difference between corporate and a small, more of a personal relationship with my customers and the type of specialty stuff that I do. And
you bet.
I don't know if that would be the only thing that I would be concerned about as far as the website goes, is that message comes across the way that
you know what I mean? I do. I completely understand. And there's no problem there. You'll have final say in what it looks like and what it feels like before it goes live. So we're not just going to throw something together and throw it up on the internet. We'll make sure that it works for you too before we put it up. So certainly that's all right.
Now, if I wanted to use the website address that I had before, could I do that, or do I have to
Yeah, actually, we can. You must own that domain name.
Yes.
Perfect. Then, yes, we can put it right back on that domain, too. Yeah, no problem.
Can you take over that and fix that website?
We would actually rebuild it. And the reason is we'll build it so that it's Google compliant and so that it's optimized. So we'll tie it in with your Google business profile. Now, I'm not a programmer, so I can't tell you exactly what all is involved in Google compliance. That's something the programmers do, but the website is written in a way that is compatible to Google, where most websites that, the lay person would put together, like that I would put together, that I would put together personally, would not be Google compliant. It wouldn't have all of the right components. And Google would look at it like, what the heck is this lady? So our programmers, though, are able to build it so that it is Google compliant. And the Google compliance is what goes on the backside in the programming. It's not what people see, what they're looking at. So we can still get that personal touch feel in there for you.
Okay. Now, when you said
Michael,
you said there were four or five other companies in that. When you say other companies, are they other plumbing companies?
Yeah, it looks like I see Quick Plumbers, Jupiter Plumbing Services, Enterprise Plumbing, and Roto-Rooter. Oh boy, Roto-Rooter.
You're going to see them everywhere.
There are
big companies that they put, they're on Angie's, they're everywhere because when those leads come, they jump on them.
Right,
what they
right.
Do. And they don't pay the advertising.
Right.
And a lot of them, you know, they don't have the quality plumbers because they have to hire so many people.
Right,
but
exactly.
They don't care.
Right. I would.
Those leads.
I would never call a Roto-Rooter ever in a million years. It's kind of like we had an insurance claim for some water damage, and the insurance company just said you're using ServPro, which I wasn't happy about because their little message, ServPro like it never even happened, is baloney because there's holes everywhere. It's not, to me, like it never happened is everything is restored and put back where it was. And no, not these guys. It was awful.
Yeah, they make it look like Swiss cheese because I've
yep.
been, you know, with being a plumber, I've dealt with that stuff for many years.
Oh, I bet you have.
Like gangbusters and they just tear the place apart.
Yep, that's what they do.
What they're thinking is we're going to get paid by the insurance company because it's
right.
an emergency situation and it could
yep.
be 2:00 in the morning and nobody can get on the phone. So they come in like gangbusters and they rip the place apart
I'm sure they don't care what the homeowner wants or
they don't care about anything. They want to rip
yeah.
as much as they can because they're going to
yeah.
bill all of that time.
Sure.
And then the fight starts with the insurance
yeah.
company.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, I was not happy.
And then
happy
you're
to serve
stuck
pro.
In the middle with the your house looking like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, exactly. No, I won't call any of those franchises for anything. I mean, there's the ServiceMaster is another one. They're maybe not quite as bad as ServPro, but you know, it's all of them. I mean, the Roto-Rooter, ServPro, ServiceMaster, whatever the maids one is, I don't remember. But yeah, most of those are just crummy, crummy service. And yeah. So,
well,
no,
then,
I'm
yeah,
true.
I don't know if you know about Angie's leads. They're a little shady on what the way they do their business.
Yes, they are. They're very. Did you know that the FTC is charging them? The Federal Trade Commission? Yeah. Fraudulent practices against small business owners. Yep.
Yeah, well, sending fake, I'm already dealing fake leads. With it. I was using them. And I'll give you an example. I call a guy, and he answered the phone, and he said they charged me $60 for the lead, and he told me that he had the job done 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And they're still sending the leads out.
And wow, that's
wrong.
And
they do it constantly. Most of the people, they never answer the phone. So you don't even get to even talk to a customer, and they still charge you for the lead.
Wow. And I have anything firsthand, but I heard that they buy lists of homeowners who have sniffed at various home services from companies like Thumbtack and the Yellow Pages, and they just buy the lists and dump them in, and that's what they filter out as leads to contractors like you. Well, I was a remodeler. This is my semi-retirement job that I'm at now. I owned a remodeling company here in Colorado. And so I used them, and it was awful. Actually, what you just told me is way worse even than anything I saw. So it sounds like they've escalated since they hooked up with Home Advisor, or
I've had another guy. Well, see, before you had Home Advisor that charged the contractor, and you had mm-hmm. Angie's List that charged the customer. So that's probably a better system for the contractor mm-hmm. because the customer is paying for like $10 a month for the service. And Angie's List would provide the contractor. Now they merge together, and all they're doing is, like you said, gathering all that customer data to charge contractors. I talked to another guy. He said he had 10 plumbers call him.
Wow.
10.
Oh, and they sold that lead to every one of them.
Oh, then they sent me the lead after that. And he already had the work done.
Wow.
I had a lady that had a stopped up kitchen sink, which they mm-hmm. sent as an urgent emergency.
Sure.
I called her. She said she already had it done a couple of days earlier.
Oh, there's so much for an emergency, I guess, right?
And when I talk to them on the phone, they guarantee they wouldn't do any of that stuff, and they're doing everything they said they wouldn't do.
I hope the FTC is successful in whatever they are doing, because that just, it shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, it's really sneaky on what they're doing. Now, if they send me a lead and mm-hmm. I talk to the customer and I go to their house and I look at the job and I give mm-hmm. them an estimate and they choose not to use me, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly legit to pay for that lead. But anybody answer the phone, or there's a bogus phone number, like I kind of wonder, like I think 90% of the time nobody ever even answered the telephone. And they still try to charge me.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm finished with them.
I guess.
And that's why I'm talking to you guys.
you're not beholden to them anymore then?
Well, I mean, they still have my credit card in their system, which I'm going to cancel it, but I'm not, I have it, the system turned off.
Oh, good. Okay. I was just concerned with, hopefully they're not still able to, or hopefully they're not currently ripping you off.
I'll give you another real quick example. If I applied for a credit for a charge, mm-hmm. then one time they gave me the credit. Well, then when I went back and looked in the account like 2 days later,
Right.
They took it back off.
Really?
And so really, one thing that really irked me the most was I picked the zip code radius, and they changed the zip code and stuck me in what they call hot zones.
Oh, wow.
20 some miles away, and it's a neighborhood and area where I don't want to work anyway.
Wow.
And it's not like the greatest area, and they changed that zip code twice. I had to go back into the and call them to change it back, and they've done it twice.
My gosh. Wow. Wow.
So
well,
very
yeah, no kidding. Well, I'm glad you got it turned off so you're at least not incurring more charges. You're still left with the problem of needing business, though. But, you know, I guess maybe it's a good thing we called. I'd love to help you out.
Yeah, I have some other things, and I'm not trying to, like, rush into anything. And I've done little jobs. But like I said, word of mouth is working better than anything so far.
That's awesome.
And it's
great. Well, and given that you are getting such good word of mouth, I think you're going to do great on the first page of Google, too, just for the fact that people are using that as word of mouth. They look at, you know, oh, Michael's got great reviews, and he's a small, real company, and I'm just going to call him. So I think it's going to work out really well for you. It sounds like this is something that would work for you, too.
Yes,
are you still there?
I'm here. I want you to work on those numbers a little bit more.
Gotcha. So let me take a look. There was one more I just actually was thinking. We had a Cyber Monday code, and being that it was no longer Monday, I had forgotten about it. I kind of ignored it. Heck, I forgot it was December. I've been writing November all day long and then Xing out, whiting out, backspacing. Let me see if the Cyber Monday code might still work. Our rule is if management doesn't take it down in time and we use it and it still works, we get to fly with it. So let me try it. It ought to get us something if it's still active in the system. Let's see. Oops. There we go. It worked. Okay. It took another $50 off your monthly. So it got you down to $149. And then you're locked in there too, Michael, even though we're getting you in with the discounts, you're still locked in there for life. So regardless of what retail pricing does down the road or whenever, you're still locked in at the $149. And that's actually, it's the system actually just gave me a message that said I can't go any lower. So you hit rock bottom. That's about perfect.
Well, that sounds pretty reasonable.
Should we go ahead and get set up then?
Yeah, how long is it going to take? Because I don't have a whole lot of time right this minute.
Oh, about 15 minutes.
Okay.
If we're quick about it, that'd be all right.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me grab your listing here and shut it down. All right, got it. And then I will gather some information from you and get to that screen. So I'm the lead on your account, and I will remain that way. If you ever have problems, questions, anything, you can always call me. As you can imagine, I'm on the phone a lot. So if you get my voicemail, leave a message. I will call you back. Okay. And so M-I-C-H-A-E-L, correct?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L, yes.
Okay. And what's your last name, Michael?
Rich, R-I-C-H.
And then I don't need digits yet, but on the credit card that you're going to use today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
Middle initial is P as in Paul.
All right. And then what's your email address, Michael?
M-P-R Plum at gmail.com.
And that's P-L-U-M-B, I assume?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then I've got your phone number as 561-701-3297.
Yes.
And I assume that's also a cell?
Yes.
Okay. And then is that also your business line?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. All right. And then I've got for company name, MPR Plumbing Services, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And are you at 148 Soriano, did I pronounce that right, Drive?
That's it.
Okay. We go. It didn't want to pull it at first. There we got it. And then the website domain that you own, what is that website address?
www.mprplum.com.
I love it. Nice and simple. Okay, let's see. Now, so let's go ahead and list out your services. So anything specific that you would want to list, obviously plumbing's a broad category. So if you want to be found for faucet replacement or toilet replacement, for example, I would go with higher profit or more desirable jobs for you, because what we'll do is we'll use the services that you show here as your keywords that you're found by. So what would you like to be found by?
Can you kind of repeat that again? What are you...
Basically, we're listing the keywords that you're going to be found for. So because plumbing is such a broad category, like if you do 24/7 emergency service, or if a toilet replacement is a high profit job for you, something you want to be found for, you want people to call you for. So really, the types of jobs that you want people to call you for, and then we'll just leave out the ones you don't want people to call you for.
Well, basically, is it one item or multiple items?
Nope, multiple. There is actually no limit.
Okay, so you want me to start rattling them off to you?
You bet. You rattle all tight.
Okay, well, I'll put water heaters.
Perfect.
Garbage disposal.
Okay.
Toilets.
All right.
Faucets.
Okay.
And I guess leaks.
I'm going to say water leaks. Okay. Got it.
Is that enough or should I put more?
If you want to put more.
Okay. That pretty much covers most items.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not doing any like remodeling or anything, so
okay.
I don't want to put anything
now,
like that.
Did you want me to put, for example, emergency service?
I don't know if I want to be bothered a lot.
Okay, no worries. Then we don't have to put it on there.
You know what?
that.
Real quick, it's funny because I worked for a company for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they had emergency 24-hour service, and we rotated guys.
Oh.
They would call us at 2 in the morning, whatever, the university or whatever. Then when I went in business for myself, I found that most of the time I could walk the customer, like, look, I'll be there tomorrow morning, just do this, and get, and unless it was a legitimate emergency, but the company would send you, they didn't care.
Wow.
But when I was on my own, I found that I didn't have to go out as much at all, because most of the time you can talk to the customer and get them out of trouble over the phone and then go back. So I don't know if I want people following me constantly all around.
Yeah. No, I think you might be right. We'll definitely leave that off. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. And then, Michael, I'm sending you a couple of emails. The first one is purely informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll actually have an area, if you care to use it, within our system where you can log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where searches were performed from. So that first one is information on that. And then the second one is the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that in writing. So those are both on the way. And then if you could just let me know that they made it, that would be great. All right, let's see. Next up, let's go ahead and set your onboarding call. So we block an hour, and we don't have to do it this second. We'll schedule it at your earliest convenience. The onboarding call, I'll call you. I'll have your technician on the phone as well. We'll go through first quality control. They're going to make sure that I took all of your information in accurately. Just one more double check. I'm doing currently, right as we go, a lot of cross-checking and double-checking to make sure I've got things right with no typos as far as I know. And then they'll do one more check. We don't want anything going out of here halfway or wrong. So we do block an hour, but the call usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Don't need to be by a computer. Let's see. So I'm looking at tomorrow. We've got, let's see, there's a 10 o'clock or 11, noon, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, we even have a 6 o'clock.
So let's do 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock it is. That's perfect. Grab that slot. And then I'm going to send that over to you. So I have to put in a calendar appointment. It's on Google Calendars. And then I'll send a copy of it to you. And then there's a click that I'll need you to make in there. But I'll walk you through that in just a second, once I've at least got the email on its way to you. So what brought you to Florida from the D.C. area?
Well,
primarily,
that's one. But I had my place down here for about 10 years. I would come down frequently. But basically, when COVID started, that was it. Because I came here for 2 months, and initially I couldn't work because nobody wanted me in their house in D.C.
Sure.
And after two months of being down here, I got busy back home because everybody was at home breaking everything.
Oh, sure.
I got so busy, I was slammed with work, but it was kind of uncomfortable because people were still, they didn't want, you know, they stayed in a separate part of the house and they didn't want to come in contact with me and all that. And, but once I spent 2 months down here, I didn't want to go back.
I bet.
So I went,
I bet you didn't.
So I went back to, yeah, I went back to Maryland and I worked June, July, and August that summer. I was really busy, but my mind was never really into it. So I,
yeah.